Maybe the story of Rabbi Yanai is showing Rabbi Meir Oimer. Kolashvekach dove echoni mishnosoi, ma'alo v'koso ki ilu miskaya b'nafshe. Person forgets something from his learning. Person forgets something from his learning, ma'alo v'koso ki ilu miskaya b'nafshe. Shine ma'alo posuk. This time they give us a posuk, last time. And if you guess in the posuk here, posuk. Rak, yishom lecho, ושמור נפשך מאויד, פן תשכח את הדבור על מה שעברו עיניך. So somehow in this pasuk it says that if you forget something from your limud, so you're chayav b'nafshe. Yochel afilu tokva lo mishnaso. If so, especially since we're learning from this pasuk, so maybe even if it's a total oinus of some sort, we'll have to see what it means tokva lo mishnaso. So there's a havamina. There's need to learn not that way. So there is room to believe something that's quite unbelievable. That even if, like the Mefarshim say, it excludes even, say, zikna, or like Rabbi Yosef, or choyli, forgot kol talmuda. Because machmas choyli, a person forgets kol talmuda, his name is chayav b'nafshe. And it's qualified for havamina to the degree that we need a pasuk. It means that it's a valid havamina, and you need a pasuk to tell you no. Put up a wall on the other side. Give it the second boundary, not that far. Only yachal afilu tokol av mishnasu talmud loimer upen yisur milavav kol koyim echayecho. So it's pen yisur milavav kol, an active. Ha'inu mischayev v'nafshoi ad sheyeshe v'yisirin milipo. So we hear from the second pasuk that this mischayev v'nafshoi is only when a person sits and removes him from his heart. That's the word, sir. So what do we do? There's a big, major problem with this Mishnah. Is that the Mefarshim explained precious little. Precious little. It seems one of the two. Either this Mishnah is so basically partial that it doesn't need an explanation. And it could be that you just have to chazer the Mishnah many times so you don't forget this Mishnah and everything will be alright. That the approach to this Mishnah is not an explanation. Part of the message of the Mishnah, the main point of the Mishnah, is emphasizing the need for Yediyas HaTorah, for mind, for remembering Torah, and Limud HaTorah. Without the additional remembering of Torah, can still leave a person in pretty dangerous waters. Now, that's for only alive on those four letters. That's it. You have to keep them there. That's their life they have. So, what do we do exactly with a mission like this? There's a... Alright, let's go the usual route. If you don't understand, so ask questions. That's the general rule. Well, questions.
I'm not sure. I'll try. I believe that we've learned that the mitzvah of the Torah is to try to learn as hard as you can without not expecting to. Whether or not you're going to gain, whether or not you're going to understand. The mitzvah is to be a
idea,
not to
accomplish.
Exactly. So, if you
want to
know,
having chayav
to remember, you're not
chayav
to know.
Let's hear from Achochem Nachod. That you know what our life fact is in the Mishnah? It says that Dov Yechad Mishnosa. First, you have to learn. You gotta know something. If you didn't know anything, so you don't have what to forget. A person who has learned in such a way that he hasn't accomplished, he's only being Oisik in the parsha of Amelis B'Torah, he's not up to this Mishnah yet. There's prerequisites. This Mishnah is not talking about those levels. If you don't know anything, you don't have what to forget. It's fine. Right? Then you have other problems. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. We'll have to look into it. Right? But the Mishnah is talking about somebody who has accomplished. So, although it's a bit of a vort, but there's some truth to it. The emphasis of the Mishnah is not talking about the issue of a milus b'tayr. That's not the issue here. There's an issue of shmira. Raki shomer lecho shmo nafshecho me'oid pen tishkach. Not to forget. Alright, let's start with some questions. There's quite a few that may come to mind. We'll start with technical questions. There's a difficulty in the two boundaries. We feel like a little bit of a ping pong ball here. We start off with anybody who forgets, gets slapped with Kilu Mishayif and Ashrei, to the point that the Mishnah does not yet know from the first pasuk, maybe it includes somebody kid shetok from the Olav Mishnas, person is an Aynes Gomer, Zikna, Shukra, that comes from Chayil, that comes from Tidus Hazman being in the Auschwitz, for example, or something. And there are situations where a person is not able to, the Tidus Aparosa sometimes, to some degree, can be a reason. We're not going into any more. The Tafel of Mishnosa is an Oynes. So what was that mean? Is such a thing as being Chayav Oynes? And we have posted to teach us not that way. But first question's first. The first question is the ping pong ball. So what does the Mishnah say on the other side? No, I'm reading another posse. What does the posse say? The Pasuk says, "Pen yisur milavakha," an active removal from the heart, and the Mishnah spells it out. Okay, "Enu mischayif benashe ad sheyeshev veyisirei milivoy." He sits and he's erasing. I wouldn't even know how to do that. How do you erase? Who's the erasers? So the Mishnah seems to be going from one extreme to the other. First part of the Mishnah is all-inclusive, including Onis. And really, the second pasuk, there would be a plausible possibility that even Onis is included. And the second Mishnah not only includes Onis, Geneva Vaveda, Pshia. No, that's not a name. Pshia is not, maybe Pshia, maybe. But the Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah is Mazed. The person is sitting. Actively removal from the heart, which l'chayra is soisa the first pasuk completely, because the first pasuk clearly says that it's talking about a question of shmira, hechus shmira, not hechus mazik. So the first problem is that we don't have the Gedorim straight. So then, what's in and what's out? We'll put it. So now we have the two psukim, and now please, I would like a straight rule, if you can. I can't. Maybe you can. But we'll track, right? We want to get some clear, what are the rules? I mean, this is like kind of negate. It's like, it could be deadly. I mean, it's very serious business. It's something that we have to know.
You're saying I'm going to do proper shmir automatically,
okay. Obviously, there has to be some type of limit like that, but we have to try to figure out exactly how does it work. Alright, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is what's the pasuk telling us? Raki shomer lecho shmo nashuk moit ben tishkach es advar mesheru einecha. What were the Dvarim Shiro in that operate at? The Dvar Shorei Enecho were Maimed HaSina. Broken, Kailos. Maximum, they Reimus and Ishma, they saw the Sesedibis.
They saw the Cheshitzot.
So, but where do you see from that? So do I have to remember the Mishnah and Sashor Shana Vosapar or not? He doesn't know. I love to, it's very important to me. I know that's Kiyam Kayin and Rosh Nimir, but I don't remember what they did in this. The Shor Shana Vosapar, so it's okay or not?
Right?
Yes, it's so important, we remember. Okay, again, I was hoping that somebody would help me, and I see Baruch Hashem, it's going well. At each point, we're getting some very good assistance. True. Vada, again, that there's a steer here, and we have to make some type of a truck. The Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah, is telling us that it applies to the din of Torah. The Pasuk, the Pshat of Torah, of the Pasuk. The Pshat of the Pasuk is talking about Maamar Asina. And the Mishnah, without blinking an eyelash, brings one on the other. So it has to be, we have to see here, we're forced, whether we like it or not, to see the fever between Maamar HaSina and Torah. And of course, that's very easy. First approach is correct, is that Torah without the shoes of Torah is not Torah. Right? Part of the definition of Torah is a person who takes a diamond and thinks it's a marble and plays marbles with it. So that's a marble. Now that will function for him. As a matter of fact, he may find that he has other marbles that are rounder and work better. The poshut, it's anything, especially anything ruchni, that the erech that you give to it, relative to you, obviously you can't be kaveh, the erech of a lever atzma, you have a klapi of yourself. The erech that you give to it establishes the mitzvahs of the lever in your world. Where's the chiv? What chiv is this that says it's ki'ilu mischayiv b'nashay? Where's it say in the pasuk? So that a little bit we can see, though it also is a little problematic. So the pasuk shmor nafshich ha'moed, telling us that your life is on the line. It doesn't tell you shmor at the Torah moed. It says the Torah will be beseder, but you won't. Shmor nafshich ha'moed. So the Rabbi Shmolecha, when Tishkach has said, "Oh, Meshulaynecha," what's going to happen? Shmolecha, Shmol Nafshecham. So that, so we can hear that. That part we can hear. But the pasuk does tell us the Mischayev Nafsh. How about the Dover Echal Mishnah said? Person knows 3,000 halachas. Chayesel knew. Comes a velo shel Moshe and they forget 3,000 halachas. So they almost have the nash. But what do you mean? A person knows hundreds, thousands of halachas, they forgot one. Where did he get that from the pasuk? Shechech tove echad b'mishnas. Shechech mishnas. Go was a very lady. And then the Gedorim of the all of the Kolam that says the Mishnah are very unclear. What does it mean talk about the Mishnah? What does it mean Shiyeshe v'Siv Yilipol? How the Tupsukim, give us the din that the Mishnah is trying to teach us? Okay, that's it. Unfortunately, it was very high and dry over here. There's a little bit of a tongue hanging out. Obviously, in Rebbe, we came with it. It's difficult for us to be here, let's say, by the solution. It's a good place to start. Asher Noson Libur, Yishav Alechosh Monach Kamoi, the Pasuk, right? Asher Noson Beliboy, Ki Ashipcha Metsuyu Bibnei Odom, Rehoi Relaxo Halacha Harbi Pomi, Relaxo Boy Kol Hayayim Echol Alaylo, Ad Loisucho Lahasim Libur. Why? Ki yovoi lohovoi sapias kavosoi v'yomer kacham liyebi v'yasa mut v'yata osu v'nitzu tokop bo yovoi. So this is a major saving grace for us. Major saving grace for us. That the punchline of the Cheshire, the humor of the Neschai Pinasher, he says, is because it's the replacement. That the problem is going to be, well, the second half of the beginning, right? The problem is going to be that the person is not going to remember correctly. He's not going to remember that he doesn't remember. He's going to think he does remember. He's going to say, my Rebbe said like this. And the truth is, Rebbe said fakir. And he's going to end up passing halachas improperly. And then it says, Shiva Stalman Elazog. Which that Mishnah, Smash Mother, we see that Mishnah in its Shem? Or not? It's only back away. That's Smash Mother. So that's it. So we're free. Eh? But the first half of the Mishnah, the first half of the Benyamin exclamation is something that applies not only to basic Mechaira. And I add this in Benyamin to the list of unknowns, list of questions I understand. He was doing really well. What did he have to bring in the Psaac business for? And things are going very nicely. He comes along and he tells us, you know what the problem is? The problem is that a little bit different than our standard approach. Our standard approach where we directly put the emphasis on Chashivus of Torah. Appreciate Torah, go to learn up the Parsha of Maimon HaSinai, see how important Torah is, what Torah is all about, and then you'll know that you have to be careful. Be careful. And he says, no. He puts the emphasis, turn the glasses around this way, and remember that you're a human being. That's what he says the problem is. Shalei nosim v'libay ki ashit chol mutsuyu v'bnei yodo. A person could perish. My Rasina is really flying up there. And that's his problem. Put your feet back down on the ground, solid, clump, and turn around, look in the mirror, and realize that you're a Bosa Vodom. And Bosa Vodoms have problems. You don't have to do a Vedas. You don't have to do, like the Mishnah Poshit says, a penyasur milavokha, an active, something special, activity of, in order to forget. What's the natural state? What's standard? Who are you without any input, no positive, negative? So Benyamin is telling us that the mistake is what a person takes for granted. A person thinks that as long as he's learning, he's okay. He's excited. Yeah. He's not forgetting. I mean, he's learning. He's not wasting time. He's not doing things that he shouldn't be doing. So he's beside it. But the Benyamin tells us, no. But the problem is that he's forgetting who he is. A human being. And human beings are prone to shikha. And he has to be aware of that. So what are you going to do? So you throw up your hands and say, Tzcholoki afor anachnu. Rachel may be a human being, he knows that. So it's his problem. I'll learn normal. Well, how? Like, you learn normal. What does he mean? Like everybody. You learn once, twice, three times. And that's it. That's my responsibilities. And then, Mashiach, yeah, if I can't, I can't. I'll right away bring out the Sefer of the Mishnah, part of me. And I'll say that, talk for love Mishnahs. They tells us, This is something that the Gemara says in many, many places. This is a dover which is the Yisoid itself is almost totally nishkach. There are memorim that in the Gemara in many places where he heard a din, mutter, also, nothing more. Right? If this, then mutter, if this, then also, finished. It was a one-liner, a very short one-liner, not a whole shiur of Chaim Brisker, a short one-liner. And he chazed it 40 times, says the Rosh Hashanah Gemara is always actually the munach b'kufsi. Chazal, Ben Yehuda here, is explaining to us that we should know that you and Chisleinos, especially us modern Western people that have been mushba nebuch from Western psychology, think that Chisleinos, human Chisleinos, is pater. It's true, we have this Chisleinos, that Chisleinos, the list of Chisleinos are quite long. And they're all natural Chisleinos, not things that we created, and the person knows it, fine. So what do you want from me? I'm a human being, you want me not to forget? What do you mean I should watch out not to forget? What are we going to do? So the Ben Yehuda tells us it's not true. Shikha is not a necessity. There are processes that can overcome shikha naturally, simply as human process. The formalization of the responsibility is one, it's not so easy, not so pleasant, not so comfortable, not so convenient. And therefore, it's one of the things that we like to forget. But what can I do? It's the mission we learn. So let's talk about it. Because we are no doyish, maybe, being a normal kind. It's not bishmak to do that. What can I do? And we'll talk about it, we'll see. Bayern is telling us that it's a whole mistake. We think that we start off as an oinus. The starting point is, either a person thinks that chal is no such responsibility for. And if there is, forget it. I'm not capable. Because this Mishnah is Baal Peh. Right. When I was a kid, I also learned Mishnah is Baal Peh. How much do I remember now? Zero. Right? So, what's it worth? What do you do? Push it. Hilchos Dachei Alimut. It used to be Yidua. One of the reasons is because at that time it was make or break. Torah was only Teish about that. If you didn't retain it, there's no way you can look it up. The only way that you can clean it, that you can have it, you can get it when you need it, is only if you clean it, make it clean. That's indelible ink. Shifat's not chala. A person can use process that can go beyond and above shifa. Shifat's not a necessity. So when we first think about such an idea, that shifat's a necessity, we fight it. We don't accept that. Let's just talk about the mice. I should remember the mice. So first let's check out from our own human experiences, is shikha necessity? Every person has a certain body of information that's basic to his life, that is active part of his life, and shikha is not chala. And the way to recognize that shikha is not chala is to see that to recall it, he doesn't use the basic form of memory. It's just a question of focus. For example, if we go to the earliest example, what's your name? Okay. So as long as a person's alive, he doesn't forget his name. If he does, times into a hospital. Doctor. Right. Serious. No problem. Basic, most basic piece of information of a person's essence is always within the realm of the active level of his brain. And he doesn't have to bring it up from memory. It's just he doesn't think about it all the time. So it has to be, somebody asked him, so I'll tell you right away. Your telephone number, how old you are, depends. Right? Depends if that's important or not. The older you get, the less you remember that. A 15-year-old knows exactly that he's 15 and not 14. Because there's a difference of whether you can play with me or you can't.
There's a 15 out test. You can't play with 4. I'm big.
When you get a little older, as you get older, so then do that. What's the difference between 35 and 38? I don't know. Can't even go by the white hairs. I mean, it doesn't prove anything.
It's been changed.
But every piece of information that a person will notice is good. Another level up. Professional. Assuming that a person, I mean, there are people that don't take their profession seriously, they're not responsible in their professions. A doctor, a lawyer, a baker. A baker, professional baker. He doesn't look up recipes. The recipe that for the challahs and the cookies and the bacon and everything, he makes every week for the last 47 years. Right? He doesn't look up any recipes. He doesn't remember the recipe either. He just does. Because it's active information. It's a life. It's part of his life. It's a life. A doctor, hopefully, has the basic amount of information that he needs to qualify to be called a doctor in active mode. And valet is one of the factors that makes the difference between different levels of doctors. An electrician that has to remind himself which one is the positive, which one's the negative. And he's screwing right up this way or that way. He has to use memory to remind himself. Not in my house. Came out. I go. So forth. The idea is partial. You can go and go on and on with this. To what more adin levels where it becomes less obvious and less obvious, but the basic, we went bedafka to gross level where it's partially obvious. That shikha is not culinary. Shikha is not culinary. The way we define it is shikha is only chal on dead information. On live information is not chal. And this is part of the essence of what shikha is all about. Shikha is not a natural state of affairs. Malachim don't forget. Malachim doesn't forget. Human beings weren't really supposed to forget either. One of the many shroshim where shikha came into the world was when Misa came into the world, there was a necessary byproduct of the gzeira shemeis tishkachach min aleiv, in order to allow for human existence. We live our lives with this. We can't even talk about it. Doesn't bother them. Everyone's going to die, whatever. But it's dead knowledge. Doesn't relate to us. Bachlal. Because even when we talk about it, the gzeira is chal on us. And Misa is Nishkach Min Aleiv. Our own Misa, or a relative that's printed into our Nishkach. Yeah, it's the Gzeira is so strong that even it works when you, even when you talk about it consciously. Even when you're trying to remember, then, no. There's a Gzeira, you gotta forget, because otherwise you can't function. You wouldn't be able to function properly. You wouldn't have the simple sechayim that you need for productive growth, for any constructive ruchniyistic activity. You can't have it in the situation of Mises Niskar. The essence of Misa and the essence of Shikha are all one process. There are two forms. One is on the basic chibur between the neshama and guf in general, and one is in the chibur of the ruchni, the Torah, yediyah, information, and the other. So shikha is just mini death. It's individual death on a miniature level of this particular piece of reality. This piece of reality becomes disconnected from me. More exact, I become disconnected from this particular piece of reality. This is one of the central necessary factors to come to terms with if a person wants to know what a human being is all about. Let's start with somebody else. It's much easier. Everybody looks around, and he has certain individuals which are primary examples for him. He's a dreamer. The man is, wake up, knock, knock, where are you? Don't you? Let's see what you're doing to yourself. How many times are you going to knock your head in the wall? That guy. All of us, I guess, I'm not sure. Chances are, it's a good chance. Very good chance. Have many pieces of very solid, clear, unquestionable ideas that don't function when it comes to the mice. Why is that? The Beniyin says in the place, first of all, this is a very similar idea. So Sisharon has this in a stronger form. Tefetz Chaim says in a very strong form. He said a person would be aware of the basic ideas of Torah. You can't do it with Torah. Every person can make on his own. Who are you? Who is the Ribbono Shel Olam? What is Chet? What is Mitzvah? Schar Mitzvah? Negev Shel Olam? Forget it. So probably 90% of people don't do this. No. Chnish doesn't for it. Part of basic yisoy of Odom Acharei Chet Olam Rishon. Odom Acharei Nisa. When Nisa came into the world, Shikha came into the world. Nisa, the one who was Russian, says from Furish, that if we would have had Luchas Rishonis, if we attained Luchas Rishonis, which would have upgraded us above Chet Olam Rishon, above Xeris Misa, then there wouldn't be any Shikha. Terev Luchas Rishonis, the person doesn't forget. There's no need to chazer, he's never forget. You just go deeper and deeper, further and further. But whatever you learn, you know, it's always constant, aware, fully, in full power. So I will forget. Because it happened a few days ago. This eagle, when I came down, Shri Saluchas, it's very interesting how the Mishnah doesn't always come to one time. Shikha is a product of Yisrael Sabatamas. This Mishnah is Yisrael Sabatamas Mishnah. The person has to know that we were born into the world after Chet Olam Rishon, number one, and after Chet Olam Rishon, round two. The Torah that we have is the Torah of Lushnius. Atche Yerachim HaMerachim, Yehova Agudel Tzedek, then there would be Megala, it's going to be Megala again, the Luchas Hishenis. Then, Vehoseh Leiv Eben, Vivcho, all of the psukim that says, then we'll be finished with all these problems. But up until that time, one of the essence of what it's all about, bottom line, is that there's reality, and L'chaira, a person should always be in contact with reality. And Chet Olam Rishon, Egel, created a very strange form of reality. When the natural state of affairs is that a person who makes a Shlisha Raviyah, maybe we should say the other way, going up half, three quarters, or four fifths. Natural process after fifth is that he's disconnected with reality to a larger or a greater or a lesser sense. This is Shivcha. Shivcha is not only forgetting your great grandmother's phone number and sending her a letter for her birthday or something. Shivcha is forgetting what are we here in the world for example. What is it that I really want to do with my life? Things like the kind of basic, important to me. A person can wake up after 15 years, turn around, say, I didn't want to do that. Who did that? Who forced me into that? And very often a person makes the mistake of assuming that since it's clear to him 100% that this was not his desire, these things that he did, it must be he's at fault, that one's at fault, that one's at fault, the circumstances. There's always somebody outside that's at fault. Because it's a steer. I really, really, I really don't want to do these kind of things. It's just, it can't be me. In Echelem, it's true. But we were born after all of that. We're responsible for that. Again, so what do we do? Do we throw up our hands and give up? We need to use, forget it. We were born after Federation, we're finished, we're disconnected from reality. We live in Neverland, Alice in Wonderland, forget it. We can't, what are we going to get? If we don't know which way is up and which way is down, then how can we continue? What are we going to do? We can forget what we're in the world for, if we forget who we are, forget who the Russian is. So I change to that. The seed of humanity, the seed of life, after that, is the realization, the dual realization. Number one, that is the natural state. And if we're not going to do something about it, then we will not know what's going on. We won't understand what we want. We'll be disconnected from our own real inner plans, goals, desires. People will come with artificial plastic ideas. It's totally foreign. Not only foreign, they're anti. And we can go all out of it. Full strength ahead. Full speed ahead. For the person who hates me. Why? Totally disconnected. Yeah. Totally disconnected from a person's own inner self. So on one hand, we have to know that we're capable of living such a very strange form of life. Not only we're capable, it's a natural state of affairs. Number two, we have to know that the Rasi Yetzar, and this is the basic Yisrael of Yitzhar. In fact, the Chav Zohar says in the place, the basic Yitzhar is the Sapik Alecha Amitasech. To confuse you. To make things that are really clear to you, make you doubtful about them. This doesn't only mean, if I had very clear the Yisrael of Amunah and Yichud Hashem and the practice of all of the Dvorah, so that I get confused and say, how's it work? Then let's go into it again. It doesn't only mean that. It means push it. What is it that I want to accomplish with today's... I have a day in front of me. Now, what do I want to do? So if I would sit down before the day and make a test with that fish, I mean, come in contact with what it is that I want to do. Or if I would sit at the end of the day, and come in clear contact, what is it that I want to do? And I look at the day and see if they stim. So it depends. If it was the Yetzer or some Sapilot, Amita Secho, and it doesn't necessarily going to look so great. And there's a terrible, terrible, frustrating steering. Because it would seem, so there must be, that's not really what I want. Here, I did it yesterday, the day before, the day afterwards. Must be I'm a phony. I don't really want it. And I'm a phony. That's really it. That's the final phony. When he comes in, he tells you, takes over your basic identity. Tells you you're a phony. They're not phonies, we're hypocrites. And that's, we're so the hypocrites, but we live a little life. We live a life that's kolel, it's an inlas, it's in echo. And it's also kolel, yitzahara, yeshiva malchus. Verosi yitzahara, verosi teretap. Gershom created an antidote for this problem that can overcome the basic problem of human existence. But this is the big problem. Keeping in contact with a person's own reality. Keeping in contact with his own, he doesn't have big philosophy things that he's not up to. The Pashto Zachran he's well aware of, well cared to him. His own goals, his own desires, his own definition of Ratzoneinu La'asei Sitzonecha. Keeping in contact with that. Keeping his own goals to it, his own morals, his own things that he owns. These are things that are very real by him. They're his real Ratzoneinu, his real Kinyonim, his Midas Teiros. All the Chelik of the Shomer, the Chelik of Kamma, all the Teiros that he learned. So, no, why doesn't look that way? So, Chelik HaShikko. It's a horror and it's not loving to say. Here, the Vayyin tells us his Rishonim Dik language, Dvarim Ma'od, Im Divru Mucho Oilam, which they give it like that. A few lines, nothing special. Thank you, Tega. A little steer there, I started where I ended. That's the way Shane spoke. He starts and he clarifies to us the basic point, and he tells us that a person has to know, number one, that this is a human reality. Number two, that it's overcomable. And number three, you know what the korban's going to be? You're going to make wrong decisions. Vadai, that it applies to a person. But not only to a person. Benin himself says, place Shah Chuva. I believe that's the one. Could be, I forgot. Every person is a person. Every time a person has an Isayin, every time a person is up, make a decision, it's a person. So decide what is it that he really wants to do. What is he, Lamaise, going to do? And what he, Lamaise, is going to do is not necessarily what he really wants to do. Now that's ridiculous. If I really want to be a bad person because I'm an evil person, and then the Torah is going to come along and say, Esav, you want the Torah? He's going to say, Torah? I don't know. One second. Maxi, okay, openly, very totally aware of what Lois Yitzchak means, and I say, no, that's my Yerusha. That's, I have a basic philosophy of life that says, I want to kill. I want to be able to kill. You can't tell me. So you need to take that. Chesel doesn't have any such problems. Chesel has Nasiv and Nishma in the same place where Esav has Al-Harif HaTichya, Klai Yisrael has Nasav and Nishma. Klai Yisrael has, in its basic essence, it's an Einel Asis, it's an Einel. It was why we're doing all these things. Lama, as Lama. So why does it look like that? That this is its Einel. Because the Koyach of Yitzhar is such that he can be misapplicable of anything.
Across the board.
How do you know when you're making a decision which side you are? Do you have a scope of the Mishnah? Very important question. We're not there yet. We're just learning Mishnah. The Mishnah in Nashad becomes a lot clearer to us now. This could be deadly. person spends his life doing what he doesn't want to do. Person, let's say a person has a goal. Let's take a Moshe from Bachutz. Person has a goal, he wants to be a millionaire. He spends his time playing chess. But you want to be a millionaire, right? You know, I don't mean the golf, okay? A professor, whatever, right?
Hide and seek.
Read a book, kill time, recreation. There's a lot of words that they use for these processes. What do you think about it?
Or relaxation.
What?
Relaxation.
Relaxation. You know, there may be room for all of these things in certain particular conditions and times and amounts. Right? But you want to be, you really do want to be the millionaire. You really, really do. Why are you doing these things? The closer you get to prayer, the more difficult this year gets. The deeper you get into prayer, the deeper your understanding and your level, if it's in the last Tzitzanecha goes, the more the terrible, some awful frustration, the realization that there's a total sphere between the Tzanein Lassus, the Tzanecha, and the Maisa. The decisions, the Maisa, suck. What am I going to do? Skidmish. Who's the driving the seat over here? Who's making, what's going, what's the basis of the battle plan over here? Who's running the show? It's not going on the rules. I mean, I was the, I'm the general, and I made up a battle plan. And it's all for real. No phonies. Real. Go. It's kind of a mess. Can be that a person can wake up after 120 years, turn around, come upstairs, they give you an empty candle, 70 years long, 120 years long. And you're okay, let's fill in the blanks. So on day one I did like this, I said, God, afterwards I crawled, and then you go down, first few years look that bad. But as you get along, but then over there there's no shikha. The way it was put, I heard from Chochan Echot, the main yisur, worst thing you have, is the din. Before the din, they take you to a movie theater and show you two videos. One of which you could have been, and what you were. Alright? The popcorn. What makes it worse is that you're not the only one sitting in the movie theater. They bring your parents, your brothers and sisters, all your friends, your bane, grandfather, great grandfather, all back to the office. And they all come to see, okay, another one of the 8 o'clock came in. And then you gave us. Star attraction. That's a good way. Rain. Rain. It's kind of an option. It's not a joke. It's kind of an option. Could be very good. A person can wake up after 120 years and say, one second, wait, so a mistake. That's not the way that's not the way I can. So, sure, I think to me that's the way it was, but how did that happen? Give me the chance. And sometimes, Kanami, that's one of the gzeiros. You have to be also sometimes zecher for such a gzeiro. To give you that chance. And send you down for that trap. Called the Google. It's not supposed to be the greatest idea either. Because who says the second time is going to be better than the first? But that's how posh there are. Vaishnav has it in stack decks, and he sets up these systems in a way that, in the way he wins in the end. But, we're not the science of but Prakola, if a person has to realize when he's here in this world, that Shikha is a very, the basic Yisoyed of human, Yisoyed problem. And Torah is the answer. Torah is the solution. There was one point in human history where people were totally raised above the process of Shikha. And that's this pasuk describing to us, Yishom lecha, shmo nafsh k'mo'i, pentishkach, as advorim, shalom lecha. You were raised to a situation of total clarity, where there was no mechitzis whatsoever. The way Chazal described it, the Vayishim ripped open all the seven heavens, and they were able to see Shemayim, Shmei Shemayim, Ein Oid Mavadei. But that includes beyond the fact of Shutai, but every mechitza that's described, Beinoi Levein Hamokai, is a mechitza in ourselves also. And those mechitzas that normally separate ourselves from our own reality were ripped open. And the Ritzenein Elasis Tzenecha of human existence was so totally evident that it was a railway Necha. It was B'chush. They saw it as a Ramash B'chush. They saw it as a portion of reality. If Kleisel would have retained that level, so that would be it for Shikha, that would be it for Chet, that would be it for Veres, that would be it for Nisim, that would be it for Golos. Go directly to Mashiach, and live happy ever after. But unfortunately, that wasn't exactly what happened. Chayu v'kalo shemzana tachas chupos. It's a statement that the person thinks about it. Is that a task for possible? You can't deal with it. It's too powerful. It's too good. The steer between Kala and Mizana, Tachas Chupa, is. You can't deal with it. How did you? That's the perfect answer. Time had not come that the Brahmin wanted to remove the Yetzer from the world. And the Yetzer is so powerful that he was given the capability to apply to the situation of Matan Torah when there is a railway in Echa and bring to a situation that the Kalachim is out of Tachas. She forgets what she is. She forgets what she's doing now. She forgets what it's all about. She gets confused. No mistake. Yeah, very powerful arrangements were used over there. Side effects. Audiovisual. Mitzvah B'Shamayim. It took some doing. Just do it there. You can't fool them so easy. But B'chol Ofen, the Kliach of Shikha, Kliach of Chush, is the Chush of Otsa, that can black out the aura of Sharu and Necha. That sure is all of this. It can break to him. Which L'chayra puts us back into the place that that was all was, but is no longer. Haluchos is here, Haluchos. I'm saying the whole. What is doing the art? COVID, yeah. Because it was once was, so we have to have respect for the history and, you know. Clearly, all it means is they're still there. they retain their kodesh, but they have to be actualized. And it's within human capabilities to bring out the kodesh of the shemitah and yichus. It takes some doing. It takes application. And it takes a smother. The basic yisod is smother. The translation of the word smother means constant, consistency. That's the basic description that Rabbeinu Yehuda gives to us. There's also two levels here, but let's see. One is Arulay Laksa Halacha Harbe Ponim. Relaxion for a Korean with a Polharino actually took a lot of simply. There is a process of constant total involvement, which is known as his mother, which can raise a person above the level where Shikha works, can bring all of the this whole relationship to Torah back to above the situation of Shukla. It can be Mechayim Mason. It can be Meir, the Torah of the Shemir Yeluchas. It can be Meir above Shukla. I'm sorry, okay, that's what it says. I'm not no Mechayim. We're going to do, but it, that's an excuse. That's what we can say to us. Maybe it will remind us, maybe the whole life we can have a cash. A person has to be able to raise above the natural state of affairs and to make that effort necessary to break this barrier. Because as long as he's on the regular, normal side of the barrier, it's a very dangerous state of affairs. It's almost Mischayev V'nasha. That's what Ki'ilu Mischayev V'nasha means. Mischayev V'nasha, the person Chal Shabbos, there's no Ki'ilus about it. It's Mischayev V'nasha. If you did this, this is the onus. Ki'ilu Mischayev V'nasha is a marshal of a person who speeds on a freeway, is Ki'ilu Mischayev V'nasha. He's living so dangerously that the situation of what he's done may have an actual result of Ad Mischayev V'nasha. It's within the realm of the possibility of the resultants of his action. That's the state of affairs. It's Ad Mischayev V'nasha. A person is under the auspices of Shikha, he can forget what he's in the world for. He can forget his basic essence, he can forget who he is, forget what he wants, forget what his goals are, what is he living for, what is he doing, and he could be Ad Mitzana Tachas. What is
Tavarechad?
Tavar Echad means that it's not a question of kamos, it's a question of ichus. A person can be, has to be involved on that level of involvement. It's not perchance one. If he's on the regular level, it's not going to be just one, it's going to be many. In order that it shouldn't be one, then it can't be any. It's not do the best you can. There's downstairs and upstairs. Downstairs people forget, upstairs people don't forget. If you're downstairs, you're going to forget. If you forget one, that's the same thing you're downstairs. There's only downstairs and upstairs. It's very difficult from downstairs to talk about Mishnah. At least we should know that there is an upstairs. That's not exists. That's not its responsibility. We have to know that even if we're not yet there, there is a, such a planet. And it's well in the realm of every Yid's capabilities. It's not a special high madriga that only individuals can attain. Anybody that was had his 2 feet on Har Sinai has within the shayish where to bring out these koyches from. He has the source, the application, the involvement. Like we spoke about last week, Chaim, there's no vacations from Chaim. If Torah is a very important part of a person's life, but not the essence of life, then it should. Now it depends. I'm into Torah, but I'm also into ping pong, and it depends. Right? A person can be only involved in Torah and still play ping pong, because he needs to relax. Cheshbonos. Just like all of the physical needs of a person, he can still sleep, he can still eat, he can still do all the physical things, he can still relax to the degree pain is money. Yishtavak is it. As we say, that doesn't mean he's out. Like the Chaim Shmuel said, for his pain is money, Shmuel's every pain is money, whether from every single pain is money. He says, person, how do you properly go to pain is money? Person says, what are we going to do today? Get up for davening. I'll get up for davening. We'll see. And this may be that. Yes. A little. All on a play a little. Go to the beach. Slamaisa, in that process, you may end up learning a respectable amount of hours during the day. Hey, go and use the mishnas. Make a cheshbon, decide what you need to do, and come to a very clear decision that you need 8 hours at the beach. Go back to Shabbat. Each person, according to his needs, according to his situation. Says, play hard. Right? Get on. You want to relax? Relax. But go on, it's not a skaters. Let's go. Let's go. Relax, want to go to the beach, want to play ping pong. That's not a stereotype. But living a modern Orthodox life, an American Jew, or anything similar, right? A little of this, a little of that, that's the basement. It's certainly downstairs. There is a possibility of moving upstairs. And it's the only way to succeed. I've known of people who are not the standard form of Tamil Chacham who qualified for this. You don't have to be. It's much easier if you're a Yesi based medrash. But it's not dependent on that. If a person has to work 8 hours a day, so he has to work 8 hours a day. A person has to sleep 8 hours a day, so he sleeps 8 hours a day. But whatever you do, the involvement is total. And he knows he's in contact with what it's all, that he himself is all about. And he's made a cheshbon that in order for him to live a proper life, right now at this stage of his life, he has to do this amount of eating and this amount of sleeping, this amount of fun also. And therefore, he only has 4 hours to learn. So that's 4 hours. He can still be included in the upstairs. The asmada is not measured in the numbers of hours. It's in the quality of involvement. It's in the difference between partial connection as another aspect or as solidly centering this as a central focus point, the throne of a person's life. Chaim has no house. Anything. This is nothing. This is not a highfalutin. Every professional does this in his profession. The information necessary for him to be successful in the profession that he is by him. A person goes to a chasana, he's a doctor, just looking with the other doctor that he can talk business with. Right? He's a lawyer, he's a businessman. He's a businessman wherever he goes. He's a doctor wherever he goes. Doesn't mean he doesn't play ping pong. Doctors can also play ping pong. Uh-huh. But he doesn't forget his medicine. He doesn't forget his medicine. Or he doesn't forget law because he's banking problem. It's not he's an American doctor. He's a doctor. Nekuda. This is something very pushit. When the Yetzer Hara doesn't mish, the Yetzer Hara is not involved, so the view that the Yetzer Hara is on the other side. This is a very normal state of affairs. Everybody has it. There's a involvement in what that is central to his identity. Involvement in what is kihem chayim, if he made a family. If he's a doctor, that's his essence. Then the information necessary to qualify to be a doctor, he doesn't forget. It doesn't relate to Shikha. Shikha is not Chalon. It's not because he chazes it. In order to attain that level that he would qualify to a doctor, yes, he had to chaz it a lot. And he had to think about it a lot until he achieved that level. The two processes that the Rein Yonah puts out is Chazorah and thought. These are the two processes necessary, this will end. The two processes that a person needs to obtain contact, living contact with Torah, are the same thing as true finding information that's going to become central in his life. We can always look at the Tzad Hara and learn how it works. If a person had a fight, what does he find himself doing all day long? Goes over in his head. He said like this, and I said like that, and next time I'm going to meet him, I'm going to say like this, and he's going to say like that, and I'm going to get him this way, and he's going to do this to me, and I'm going to do that there. So number one is Chazor. Goes over the story, what happened, again and again and again and again. Two, he thinks about it. Tears it apart. In every right, wrong way except for the right way. How much chokhmah ra'ayah a person has when he's in a... It's unbelievable, the ideas that people come up with, how to fight. And when they really squeeze them against the wall, it's really obvious that they're wrong. Because it's lotus, it's very brilliant how they come up to them. But don't you see, it's obvious that you're wrong. No. That's only the surface, but if you look at it this way, try to take this into consideration, right? Then you see that really happen. The person feels this essence, this identity, this chazorah, and thought. This is natural, there's nothing special about it. What's necessary is to overcome the Yetzer Hara and to apply these koichos to Torah. But when you apply them to Torah, it works. And then there are things that attack beyond. It's more than what the doctor knows, his medicine. Now you're back to Luchos Hashanah, to the Mikzvah Shavi or the Fiyam Ejayim. That Torah is a book. That Torah, the Shikha, it's not Chal. You're back to Arsinah. You're connected to Moshe Gibel. That's how we started the Mishnah. I consider this Mishnah a biur of Moshe Gibel to the Messiah. All Torah, for it to be Torah, has to connect that to Parsi. When we learn the Sefer, we have to remember, it's not just a historical fact that this one heard it from that one, this one heard it from that one. The Shurish, what is that? We're going to ask it back to us. We have the capability of going up that ladder. And, I don't even know exactly where Harsinai is. I know the general direction, somewhere within here in Egypt, but the physical place, I was never there. So how does the Pasuk tell me? Yishom Lecha tells me, you, right? Oh, fine for that generation. What about me? The Torah is written for all generations. I didn't say anything. You saw that? There it is, Kiyadur. The Klai Yisrael is a living entity. Only the bodies change. But Klai Yisrael, and each person, each one is a Chelik of Kav Mal, each one is a Neshama, a Chelik of Klai Yisrael. Each Yid was Bar Sina. It's called his Neshama was Bar Sina. We're Yidden. It's the same Yidden that's been through everything. It's implanted within us. And from there comes out the Ritzonim Lasses Etzenach. The only Eitz for a person to go above the level of Shukla, to live a life the way he really wants to stop being a hypocrite, this internal steer of the life not adding up to his own goals, his own ideas, is Chazara and Machshava. The person has to remind himself constantly, what is it that he wants? And a person has to think into it. So think again. Somehow we should get some shaykhs to these majayis. Keep an Hashem.